This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707 at WCHL, a mostly cloudy day, high today in the upper 60s. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved development plans on Monday night for a five-story hotel to be built at the edge of Southern Village. The developer backing the project said the plan, which has not always garnered support, has addressed the community's concerns. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes. We have a new hotel.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. The hotel will be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces, built along U.S. 15501 South across from the Strata Solar. The development plan also calls for a future phase to include a new apartment building. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison excitedly complimented the developer, D.R. Bryan, for seeing the project through and making the necessary changes during the process.
I think it's a triumph that you came out to this location of the other one. And I learned a lot about Southern Village and its residents, and also a lot about Southern Village's design from you folks. And this shows that where there's a will, there's a way. Something can happen if it needs to.
When Brian first suggested building a hotel in the heart of Southern Village back in late 2008, residents of the neighborhood fought against the project, and the proposal subsequently was tabled. This year, the concept plan of a hotel in the mixed-use village resurfaced, though the new design plan moved the development to the edge of Southern Village instead of at its center. At a public hearing in September, neighbors in the area had a changed perspective on the proposal. Residents and business owners alike voiced their praise of the plan. Many said they believed it would bring much-needed business to the merchants on Market Street. Still some worried about how the hotel would affect issues like access to 15501, pedestrian access to Barksdale Drive, and landscaping concerns. Sarah O'Brien, representing the developer, spoke to the council Monday and said that the new plan included revisions such as reworking the right-in, right-out access to 15501 South.
This achieves many community-wide goals that were identified in the 1992 Southern Small Area Plan, and most recently in the Chapel Hill 2020 Plan, including the design principles for Highway 15501 South.
O'Brien added that other benefits of the new hotel will include adding to Chapel Hill's commercial tax base and improving road connectivity in Southern Village. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The man charged with causing a multi-car accident on I-40 in 2011 that left three people dead pleaded guilty Monday to three counts of involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to a maximum prison term of 11 years. Ronald Eugene Graybill of Newport, Tennessee, was also charged with one count of possession of drug paraphernalia and one count of simple possession of marijuana, according to Jeff Neiman, Orange County Assistant District Attorney.
Representatives from each family did address the court and told the judge about the loved one that they lost and the impact it had on their lives and their family's lives.
On June 30th of 2011, Graybill crashed his tractor trailer into four vehicles before finally coming to a stop on I-40 near 15501. John Leano of Kannapolis, Barbara Caldwell of Mevin, and Gary Smith of Burlington all died in that crash. A fourth person was injured as a result of the wreck. The collision was so severe that authorities could not immediately identify the make and model of the car that Smith was driving.
A case of this level of complexity often does take a long time between the date of offense and when we can resolve it. This case was definitely one of those.
Graybill received three sentences with a maximum of 44 months for the involuntary manslaughter counts, 4 months for the possession of drug paraphernalia, and 90 days for simple possession of marijuana. He was originally charged with three counts of second-degree murder. That charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. In cases of vehicular homicide, malice can be hard to prove in court. One-stop early voting ended its first full week with by far the highest totals yet, but still, it isn't really a strong turnout. On Friday, 147 people cast their ballots. The Seymour Senior Center remains the most popular location. 81 voters cast their ballot on Friday. A total of 779 people have voted in Orange County for the Chapel Hill Carborough and Hillsborough municipal elections and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education. However, as WCHL reported last week, there were more than 4,000 people in the 2011 early voting period. period who cast their ballots. This is the final week for early voting here in Orange County. The polls will also be open on Saturday and, of course, Election Day coming up on Tuesday. For a list of polling locations and their hours, visit our Election Central at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Mayor and candidate for re-election Mark Kleinsmith says as mayor, he's going to work to make sure the town thoughtfully implements the Chapel Hill 2020 plan in an important time for development. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Mayor Kleinsmith about his seeking re-election and how he believes he will best serve the town.
Mayor Kleinsmith, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
I think over the next couple years, the biggest issue Chapel Hill has facing it is moving through this design Chapel Hill process that we've now begun post the adoption of the Chapel Hill 2020 comprehensive plan adoption last year. You know, this past year we've been working really hard on that, and it has created some challenges for us. We're learning a lot about ourselves. We're learning a lot about how we talk to each other and express our interests and how we bring together various visions of our community. So, you know, we began the process with an idea of how things might work, but it's going to be an evolving process. So that's going to be a challenge for many people. Recently, I was at a council candidate forum, and they gave me an opportunity to speak. And one of the things I said to them is, you know, our future here in Chapel Hill is a work in progress. It's never going to not be that. And I think given that we've spent all this time and all these resources and creating a vision for our community, that we can't afford to not continue to put that kind of energy into designing our future and creating with more specificity what we want our community to be in the future. And it's going to be hard. But and it's going to be something that requires every person who lives here to participate to their fullest. And so I'm looking forward to helping people learn from our process and be better at articulating their vision. One of the things I often say to folks when they ask me what it's like to be the mayor, particularly of a council like Chapel Hills, which is in a community like Chapel Hill where there's so many opinions and there are positions that are held very firmly. Is that I want every member of our council to be successful. And, you know, by extension, I want every member of our community to feel successful and to be successful and being part of defining their future and the future of the whole community.
And we're here with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. You already touched on this, but in a general sense, how do you intend to bring Chapel Hill together and address those other issues?
Well, I think we need to make sure that we remain true to the idea of ourselves, the town, as a learning organization and a learning community. If we can resist the urge to respond to conflict we can resist the urge to be attracted just to conflict, you know, and remember that we are a learned community. We are a community that can take lessons from the past and apply them to our challenges in the future. If we can help each other learn about ourselves and what works for each of us and be respectful of each other's opinions, you know, with 55 to 60,000 people, we're not going to have unanimity on every decision that we have to make as a community. But we can respect each other. We can ensure that minority voices are heard and incorporated to the fullest extent possible, but also know that, you know, that we have a burden to carry, and that is making sure that our community's future is as good for future Chapelhillians as it is for us today. We're very grateful for the work that past leaders of our community have done to make this such a great community, and we need to work together and value each other as we move to create the vision for tomorrow.
Once again, that is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, who is running without opposition, talking with Rachel Nash. You can hear the whole interview by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. We've been doing it all along, and you can listen for more interviews throughout the week. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton is getting roasted and toasted tonight. You will hear that story coming up next on WCHL. It's 717. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season, University Mall in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Roasty and toasty. Sounds like a winter fire.
Absolutely, it does.
Sounds nice.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Well, traffic moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street also looking good right now. It may be different in areas, and if you see anything that needs to be reported, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363 or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Very well done, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Be sure you visit Tobacco Road Sports Cafe on Facebook and like their page for a chance to win Carolina Duke tickets, plus other great giveaways. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. It is 47 degrees right now, mostly cloudy today, high today, upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a high of about 75. So a little bit warmer tomorrow, and actually not bad weather for the next couple of days.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 7:19. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will get roasted and toasted tonight to celebrate his 20 years of activism in the community. The Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment Incorporated are hosting the event set for 6 p.m. Empowerment, Inc. is a nonprofit organization working to educate the community about affordable housing, and it promotes grassroots economic development. Roasters featured in tonight's program include Ruby Sinreich, Mark Kleinsmith, Chris Martinson, Andrew Chilton, Mark Dorison, and the MC tonight will be Zach Ward of DSI Comedy Theater in Carborough. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of his fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc., and served in that position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as director of special programs. The roast tonight is being held at the Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street in Carborough. If you'd like ticket information, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. The temperatures may have warmed again for a little while longer, but AAA Carolinas is taking last weekend's cold snap as an opportunity to tell everybody to winterize their cars. Director of Communications Angela Daly says there are two main parts of the car to keep an eye on in the cold months.
The biggest factors we see with cooler weather are batteries and tires, so it's important to get those checked this time of year.
Temperatures dropped down into the 20s in the Triangle over the last weekend. Daly says with lower temperatures, your tire pressure can often be affected.
One thing we see is tire pressure is usually decreased when the weather gets colder. So it's important to check your tire pressure. You can find that either in your owner's manual or on a sticker on the inside of your door.
And if the Triangle should get any snow this year, Daly says it's very important that you have good tread on your tires.
We recommend replacing tires when you have less than 3/32 inches of tread. Another thing you can do is take a penny and put it in your tire tread. And if it doesn't cover Lincoln's Head, then you know you need to replace your tire.
For a winter driving checklist, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Governor Pat McCrory says he's not interested in bringing North Carolina legislators back to Raleigh to consider expanding Medicaid under the federal health care overhaul law. McCrory said yesterday that calling a special session of the topic was out of the question. He made the comment after some Democratic lawmakers and liberal-leaning groups requested that he do so to cover more people. The Republican governor agreed with GOP legislators last winter, with legislation blocking the expansion to cover hundreds of thousands of additional low-income people. He reiterated Monday that he wants to repair problems to the current Medicaid system and does not want to risk further budget shortfalls with an enrollment spike. News around town this morning. The Chapel Hill Harborough City School System was awarded the 2013 National Account of the Year by Chartwell School Dining Services. Chartwell School Dining Services recognized the winners at the Compass Night of Stars celebration down in Orlando, Florida, October 16th through 18th. Chapel Hill Harborough City Schools was recognized for its home-based cooking program, which improves skills of food service employees with training initiatives. The district was also recognized for its joint program with UNC, Taste Texting, which allows students to text their lunch in orders for express pickup. If you'd like more information, you can view this News Around Town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. Well, first of all, the Red Sox could capture their third World Series championship in a decade. They could do it tomorrow night. That's because the Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 last night to take a 3-2 series edge. Wednesday night's game is at Fenway Park, and if Boston wins it, it would mean their first title and their own field since 1918. Archansky has more on his beloved Red Sox coming up in Sports Notebook just a couple of minutes here. The 2-5 Tar Heel football team looking to build on its momentum. They've gained a lot of it from the past two contests. One in a heartbreaking loss to top 10 Miami. They saw that they could do some very good things against a very good team. And the other, of course, in a demolition at Boston College on Saturday. This weekend, Carolina travels just a few miles down I-40 to take on the North Carolina State Wolfpack in West Raleigh. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Head coach Larry Fedora was in much better spirits on Monday as he faced the media for his weekly press conference in the penthouse floor of the Keenan Football Center. The 34-10 victory over Boston College on Saturday kept the season alive for the Tar Heels. Coach Fedora says he is looking forward to a normal schedule this week in the lead-up to the NC State rivalry contest on Saturday.
Getting ready to go on the road this week to a place we know will be a hostile crowd. Should be a great environment. Should be a lot of fun. And looking forward to getting back into normal routine, you know, which we haven't had the opportunity to do very often this season. Actually, this is the second week of just a normal routine for our football team. And luckily, we'll get to do that the rest of the way.
Coach Fedora says he has seen vast improvements in all facets of the game in the past couple weeks, especially out of the young guys.
I think that, especially the last 2 weeks, I think that, we've started to make some progress in some areas. We haven't arrived, but we're getting better. We're getting better in a lot of positions, and we're getting better in a lot of situations. We got, with as many young people playing as we're playing, they're getting better and they're getting more experience and they're feeling more comfortable with what we're doing.
One of the keys in the Boston College win was Carolina's ability to avoid the stupid mistakes that had plagued them the majority of the season. And Coach Fedora says a lot of that improvement comes between the ears.
Yeah, probably the mental part of it. I think cutting down on the mistakes the last couple of weeks, we've done a much better job of that.
Another bright spot for the Tar Heels on Saturday was the red zone efficiency. The offense impressively converted touchdowns on all five of their trips inside the 20-yard line. Where did this come from? Coach Fedora says he sees more focus and intensity out of the team.
It was much better execution, more focus from the guys. We were also, I think, 50% on third downs, which was better. And so, just overall more focus and more, more energy, more intensity.
With the game against the Wolfpack down in Raleigh on tap, Coach Fedora says the team is relishing the opportunity. He says what he loves most about college football are the rivalry games like Carolina versus NC State.
That's what makes college football so great is the rivalries that you have and the fans, the hatred from one or another and just the, I don't know. That's what's fun about college football. It really is. I mean, just the excitement that rivalries create.
And that excitement will only build as the weekend draws closer. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our game time on Saturday is 12:30. WCHL's pregame coverage begins at 9. After the Tar Heels game at North Carolina State, there's still another 12:30 p.m. kickoff time on the schedule for the Heels. This time it'll be a homecoming against Virginia Cavaliers November 9th. The South's oldest rivalry will be renewed in Chapel Hill, and Carolina's on a three-game win streak against the Cavaliers. That game to be televised by the ACC Network, and WCHL will start its game day coverage bright and early at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare broadcasting live at Rams Plaza. In other ACC news, UNC defensive end Kareem Martin was named ACC Defensive Lineman of the Week for his efforts against Boston College. Martin totaled five tackles and a couple of sacks in the 34-10 victory for the Tar Heels. Martin spearheaded a UNC defense that only allowed 261 total yards and held the Eagles to 59 yards in the air. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website at chapelboro.com. And a preview of North Carolina's basketball team. Carolina coach Roy Williams is ready to go big again. Tar Heels used a four-guard lineup, you may remember, over the final 13 games last year to spark a big run that carried them back to the NCAA tournament. But the Hall of Fame coach is hoping another year of experience for the big man who struggled last year. And the addition of a couple of McDonald's All-Americans up front means the Tar Heels will have better production inside this season. The Tar Heels, who finished 25-11 last season, won 9 out of 13 to close out the year after moving P.J. Hairston into the four-guard lineup. Still not clear how long Hairston will be suspended after his trouble-filled off-season. It is 7:28 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The World Series must be filled with pressure after all. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I have long regarded the World Series like the NCAA Final Four. There is more pressure to get there than to eventually win the whole thing. Certainly the pressure-packed series the Cardinals had with the Pirates and Dodgers equaled the tension surrounding the Red Sox outlasting Tampa Bay and Detroit. But the first four games of the 2013 Fall Classic have been wrought with blunders and chaos. Whoever takes the series lead back to Boston for Game 6 Wednesday night, that team will be considered both lucky to get there and frustrated with their own play. Game 1 was an embarrassment of miscues by the Cardinals, usually considered the most unsung, fundamentally sound team in baseball. But in Games 2, 3, and 4, the Red Sox joined them with errors and mental mistakes. Twice the Red Sox fired wild throws from behind the plate down the third baseline, allowing the decisive runs to score when the ball wound up in left field. Boston manager John Farrell got flummoxed by the double switch used in the National League and did not get slugger Mike Napoli an at-bat in Game 3. The Cards took the lead in Game 4 when slick fielding Jacoby Ellsbury played a single into a double like a little leaguer. Boston has made at least one error in five straight postseason games. Now that's not how you get to the World Series, guys. For intrigue, however, the series is great theater despite the sparse offense on both sides. Baseball's best-hitting Sox could barely get the ball out of the infield when General Johnny Gomes drove a high fastball into the Boston bullpen for a shocking three-run homer that gave his team a 4-1 lead. And like Game 3 ended on a controversial obstruction call at third base, Game 4 was over suddenly after a rookie got picked off at first base when his run didn't matter at all. Two games ending unlike any others in the 100-plus year history of the World Series. So it must be pressure, right? The pitching has been great front-line starters, but both teams' once-invincible bullpens are starting to come apart at the seams of a four-seam fastball. So while there are potential heroes on both ball clubs, more and more it looks like this series will end with someone wearing goat horns. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Don't forget about all the savings our local deal offers every day. You can still save on delicious meals with half-off deals at Buns, Burgers, and Fries and Red Bull. You can also prepare your home for the cold season with a 26-point inspection from Carolina Air Conditioning. Also organized with 75% off storage rental deals from Green Cube Self Storage, or one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning is still offering best carpet cleaning for half-off. Finally, enjoy half-off an 8-punch card at Kids Zoo for a day of learning and exploration. It's not too late to take advantage of these great discounts at ourlocaldeal.com.
48 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. Look for a high today of 68.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. It's possible that the U.S. may limit its phone surveillance and not check out calls made by leaders of allied nations. President Obama told the Fusion cable channel,
"It's important for us to make sure that as technology develops and expands and the capacity for intelligence gathering becomes a lot greater, that we make sure that we're doing things in the right way and that are reflective of our values."
Correspondent Margaret Brennan says one California senator has a full schedule today.
European lawmakers will meet with Senator Feinstein, who says she's totally opposed to spying on allies, and she says the White House told her the program will stop. Whether it actually will is going to be a question for the Director of National Intelligence and the NSA chief when they testify in Capitol Hill today.
This follows claims by France, Germany, and Spain objecting to U.S. phone surveillance. Domestically, Wisconsin Senator James Sensenbrenner says he wants to put limits on the NSA's ability to spy on U.S. citizens. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM. WCHL.
732, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill and a cloudy day. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved development plans last night for a five-story hotel to be built at the edge of Southern Village. The developer backing the project said the plan, which has not always garnered support, has addressed the community's concerns. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes. We have a new hotel.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. The hotel will be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces, built along U.S. 15501 South across from the Strata Solar. The development plan also calls for a future phase to include a new apartment building. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison excitedly complimented the developer, D.R. Bryan, for seeing the project through and making the necessary changes during the process.
I think it's a triumph that you came out to this location of the other one. I learned a lot about Southern Village and its residents, and also a lot about Southern Village's design from you folks. And this shows that where there's a will, there's a way, that something can happen if it needs to.
When Brian first suggested building a hotel in the heart of Southern Village back in late 2008, residents of the neighborhood fought against the project, and the proposal subsequently was tabled. This year, the concept plan of a hotel in the mixed-use village resurfaced, though the new design plan moved the development to the edge of Southern Village instead of at its center. At a public hearing in September, neighbors in the area had a changed perspective on the proposal. Residents and business owners alike voiced their praise of the plan. Many said they believed it would bring much-needed business to the merchants on Market Street. Still some worried about how the hotel would affect issues like access to 15501, pedestrian access to Barksdale Drive, and landscaping concerns. Sarah O'Brien, representing the developer, spoke to the council Monday and said that the new plan included revisions such as reworking the right-in, right-out access to 15501 South.
This achieves many community-wide goals that were identified in the 1992 Southern Small Area Plan, and most recently in the Chapel Hill 2020 Plan, including the design principles for Highway 15501 South.
O'Brien added that other benefits of the new hotel will include adding to Chapel Hill's commercial tax base and improving road connectivity in Southern Village. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One-stop early voting ended its first full week with by far the highest totals yet, but still isn't seeing a strong turnout. Last Friday, 147 people cast their ballots. The Seymour Senior Center remains the most popular location. A total of 779 people have voted in Orange County for the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough municipal elections and the Chapel Hill, Carrboro City School Board. However, WCHL reported last week that just more than 4,000 people voted early in 2011. This is the final week for early voting in Orange County. The polls will also be open on Saturday. And, of course, Election Day itself will be 1 week from today. Hard to believe that time is here. For a list of polling locations and their hours, visit our Election Central at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Mayor and candidate for re-election Mark Kleinschmidt is running without opposition. He says as mayor, during this next term, he's going to work to make sure the town thoughtfully implements the Chapel Hill 2020 plan in an important time for development.
We began the process with an idea of how things might work, but it's going to be an evolving process, so that's going to be a challenge for many people.
Mayor Kleinschmidt is running unopposed, as I mentioned. He says the best way the town is going to grow and continue moving forward is by feeding out the education community.
We can resist the urge to be attracted just to conflict and remember that we are a learned community. We are a community that can take lessons from the past and apply them to our challenges in the future and be respectful of each other's opinions. You know, what's 55,000 to 60,000 people, we're not going to have unanimity on every decision that we have to make as a community.
WCHL's Rachel Nax spoke with Mayor Klein Smith about his seeking re-election, and now he believes he will continue to serve the town of Chapel Hill. You can tune in the 8 o'clock hour to hear more of that interview, and you can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton will get roasted and toasted tonight to celebrate his 20 years of activism and leadership in the community. The Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment Incorporated are hosting this event set for 6 p.m. tonight. Empowerment, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and promotes grassroots economic development. Roasters tonight include Ruby Sinreich, Mark Kleinsmith, Chris Martinson, Andrew Chilton, Mark Dorison, and the MC is Zach Ward of DSI Comedy Theater. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991. At that time, he was the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of only 21. In 2000, Chilton became executive director of Empowerment Incorporated and served in that position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as director of special programs. The roast is being held at the Century Center in downtown Carborough at 100 North Greensboro Street. If you like ticket information, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. Again, that event is set for 6 o'clock tonight. Governor Pat McCrory says he's not interested in bringing North Carolina legislators back to Raleigh to consider expanding Medicaid under the federal health care overhaul law. McCrory said yesterday that calling a special session on this topic is out of the question. He made the comment after some Democratic lawmakers and liberal-leaning groups requested that he do so to cover more people. The Republican governor agreed with GOP legislators last winter, with legislation blocking the expansion to cover hundreds of thousands of additional low-income people. The governor reiterated yesterday that he wants to repair problems to the current Medicaid system and doesn't want to risk further budget shortfalls with an enrollment spike. News around town this morning. If you missed the educational program on understanding the Affordable Care Act last night, you'll have another chance on December 4th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Presented by the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties, this program will provide an understanding of the Affordable Care Act and its implementation here in North Carolina. And attendance is absolutely free. We'll remind you as we get closer to the event. 7:39 at WCHL. Please welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Rand Norton is here to tell you about what's happening at chapelboro.com. And I went on there yesterday just to verify the fact that I was actually 8 of 10 in last week's
8 of 10
Pick'em contest.
Best week so far.
I almost passed out from the shock just to see it written down.
You thought I was pulling your chain yesterday,
yeah,
didn't you?
I actually got 8 of 10, which is pretty good, especially with all these upsets this year.
And yeah.
You know, it's my best week.
Yeah.
And, of course, I hope the season may be extended to at least 20 games to give me time to catch up with everybody.
You just might need it at this point.
I get so far behind. The hole I'm in is so deep, I can't dig out of it.
Well, I think I've got enough time to catch you, that's for sure. I'm falling and falling.
Yeah.
I got 7 of 10 this week, but it was that one point. I think it was everybody but Aaron and I got 8 of 10.
Uh-huh.
And then Aaron and I both got 7. Aaron was able to hold on to his top spot, but yeah. Me, I got passed by like 3 people.
And we've got some listeners out there who are doing better than we are.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
It's amazing. I like I said before, though, I'm going to start picking on the basis of the color of the uniforms or something, because what I'm doing basically ain't working.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Seriously, there have been a lot of upsets in college football.
Yeah, there have.
So if you'd like to participate in this, you can do it on a just 1 week basis if you want to do it. Just try it out.
That's right.
Go
are
to
you Chapel still eligible
com.
For gift cards?
Yeah. Click on Huddle Up with the Heels and we'll get you there.
That's right.
Really easily.
Big old thing you can click on, a big old banner that says College Pick'em, and you'll find it no problem.
Yeah. A lot of other stuff on the website right now, right?
There sure is. Seattle Styles Find Fans at the 506. That's our latest lifestyle column. It's by Michael Dixon. He's a UNC senior and talked about the local 506 on October 20th, where I'm probably going to get the name wrong of this band, but the Mercators, the Mercators,
I don't know.
One of those. It had a lot of students out and a lot of fans out at that show, so he breaks that one down, and you'll want to read that. Again, Seattle Styles find fans at the 506. Mm-hmm. In Huddle Up with the Heels, Bob Lee says it's No Excuse November. You've heard of No Shave November? Well, this is No Excuse November. So Bob Lee says that the Tar Heels should get out of November with all wins.
Oh, okay. I hope he's right.
Yeah, well, they're going to need it to become bowl eligible again. Remember that.
You know, Archansky says they're going to go undefeated the rest of the season, including a victory in a bowl game.
Exactly. He has called 8-5 to finish off the season. So that would certainly rejuvenate the Tar Heel fan base if Carolina can get into that that 7-5 bowl. The 6-6 bowls. The 7-5 bowls aren't great either, to be completely honest, but the 6-6 bowls are really bad.
They're too many bowls.
Yeah, really and they're adding more.
Yeah.
They're adding a few more coming up. So, but regardless, it would be great to see the Tar Heels get into a bowl game, even if it is a 6-6 bowl game. You know, to go to the postseason after last year's probation and everything that was and having a strong season last year, you know, just to get into the postseason is certainly great.
Yeah.
Would be a great thing.
Well, big game coming up this weekend, that's for sure.
That is for sure. And we've got two straight homecomings coming up. We've got NC State this weekend in Raleigh. And then the next weekend is Virginia at home and homecoming again.
Yeah.
So
why in the world would you schedule, if you were in NC State, why would you schedule Carolina for your homecoming game?
I've got two words. Giovanni Bernard. Three words.
The fact that he's gone.
No.
Yeah.
Giovanni Bernard punt. Three words. I think that's where part of that came from. I don't know. That could be completely wrong, but maybe so.
Well, I don't think North Carolina would schedule NC State for its homecoming.
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's just too much of a chance of ruining the day.
Well, we got Virginia, so, I mean, it's... Still, I would never put in a conference opponent in my homecoming schedule. But, you know, if you've got the homecoming crowd and you've got the homecoming energy, maybe you can have the homecoming game. Also, Roy Williams' fast break was on Friday, and we've got photos from that as well in our photo galleries. Lots of other great things going on. Huddle Up with the Heels. We'll have what's the Hoop It Up with the Heels? We'll have that coming up soon as basketball season is right around the corner, but clearly my mind is not ready for basketball season. also, our calendar page with lots of great events all around Orange, Chatham, Durham counties, and many more great things going on. So visit that and more on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Got some other great photo galleries there, too. Got photo galleries from last Saturday, game day.
Right.
One from Twig when we were broadcasting live over there last week.
Exactly.
Just about anything that's happening in this community, it'll show up there.
Late Night with Roy as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we got photographers all over the place. They may be maybe in your living room right now waiting on you to come out. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Better put a towel on getting out of the shower.
You never know. 744 at WCHL, and Jane Salemson. Love to hear her talk. She talks about the construction on Weaver Dairy Road and how she feels about how it all turned out. And I'll give you a hint, it's not positive. That's on the way next.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our pace. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruiser's has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruiser's. Good to go. Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street is where to register for the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Serving Chapel Hill since 1984, Lloyd Tire carries Continental, General, and most other major brands, and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire and Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street and enter to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Bob, a 91-year-old athletic war veteran looking for a younger woman with a car. Find out if you're Bob's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Nothing cool about you tonight. You're going to be roasted and toasted, Mayor. 746 at WCHL. And glad to have you along this morning. Coming up, we have a great hometown hero today, Justin Herman. We'll tell you why in just a few minutes.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Earlier this year, I wrote a commentary about my concerns regarding the improvement of Weaver Dairy Road. At the Timberline end, access to the Chapel Hill North Shopping Center from Weaver Dairy Road is a right turn onto Perkins Drive. Access out of the shopping center is diverted to a left-hand turn onto Martin Luther King Boulevard. To get back to Weaver Dairy Road, there's another left-hand turn. For those of us who use Weaver Dairy to get home after shopping, it's adding a time-consuming wait at two lights on very busy intersections. I could not understand why the road planners did not put in a mini traffic circle or roundabout at Weaver Dairy and Perkins so we could exit the shopping center from Perkins and make a left-hand turn onto Weaver Dairy Road, thus avoiding the traffic on busy MLK. I get frustrated each time I go to Chapel Hill North and will continue to do so every time I have to drive there. Imagine my delight when returning from a summer vacation to find that a roundabout had been added to Weaver Dairy Road, but sadly only at the south end. It's a relief every time I drive to Irwin Road knowing that I can breathe through the roundabout. Now that we have good sidewalks, for which I'm very glad of, thank you, Dot, the American equivalent of Belisha beacons should be added at the crossings that abound between Irwin and MLK. I was gratified the other day when trying to cross the now very wide Weaver Dairy Road by my home by the consideration of a truck driver stopping to allow me to use the crosswalk. Is this a new rule, or was he being considerate? Later, when driving to Irwin, I became more aware of how many crossings there are, but they're not very visible until you get almost on top of them. In England, crossings are highlighted by the Belisha beacons, a round yellow flashing light on each side of the road, giving drivers a clear indication where the crossing is. This would be especially helpful at night in seeing pedestrians in that very dark area below the school. Town planners, please give it a thought. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Coming up on 750 at WCHL, time for traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine right here in the southern part of heaven. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Ran Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part on the roadways right now. We're seeing a bit of a slowdown on MLK, heading southbound from I-40 down past Weaver Dairy Road and down towards getting close to, let's see, as it pulls up, sorry, about a mile or so down near Homestead Road, so a couple miles, actually, as you head south. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40, seeing some delays right now as well, and 15501 northbound between NC-86 and Manning Drive, also seeing delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weathers, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh fruit coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 47 degrees, mostly cloudy today. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, more clouds, low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees. 751 at WCHL's Ron Stutz. Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne, how you doing?
Nope, it's still me.
Oh, Mary Dunn. Wayne's still under the weather. Oh, yep. Well. Let's hope he gets better.
Well, we took him to the doctor yesterday, and he's on the mend. So you'll hear his voice again one of these days. In the meantime, you get me again.
All right. Well, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm keeping with the theme of eponyms, which are words that come from the names of people or characters. The word of the day is a funny-sounding word. It's malfungus.
Malfungus?
Malfungus. The word smell, S-M-E-L-L, followed by the word fungus, but all together. So S-M-E-L-L. F-U-N-G-U-S. It sounds sort of like you're smelling mushrooms. Yeah, it's not, doesn't have anything to do, well, sort of has something to do with that. It's a habitual fault finder or complainer. So it's the quintessential glass half empty person. You know, those people that just cannot look at anything without finding something wrong with it?
I sure do.
Do you know people like that?
Yes, I think so.
Well, they are smell funguses, and it comes from a novel by Lawrence Stern written in 1768 called A Sentimental Journey Through France and Italy.
Wow.
And there was a character in that book whose name was Smell Fungus.
Well, I like that word. I never heard it before, but I like it.
Me either, so enjoy that word, and I hope you avoid all smell fungi today.
I appreciate that. Mary Donna, have a great day.
Thanks, Ron. See you soon. Bye-bye.
That is the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:53. Good morning.
97.9 FM and WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Lauren Stafford.
Thank you.
From globetrotting all over the world. She is back from vacation, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm alive. I've made it back.
Yeah.
In one piece.
Tell everybody where you were.
I was in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
That's right.
All right. What's in Costa Rica?
Very good friends of ours invited us to come partake in their timeshare, so we were very lucky and fortunate. And my best friend from college, she invited us, me and my husband. And also, we decided to do it over my husband's 30th birthday.
Oh, last week. Yeah.
So we got to celebrate it there, and we stayed in a resort on the northwest coast in Guanacaste, Playa Hermosa,
if anybody's
familiar.
I've never been to Costa Rica.
And it was beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. It's the rainy season right now, so everything was green and lush, and it rained every day, but it didn't matter because, you know, mornings were beautiful and sunny. Yeah. The rain would come through in the afternoon while you had lunch, blow over, beautiful evening, sunset, maybe a little bit of rain in the evening, but it was just gorgeous, and we got to do a lot of, you know, the excursions, tours. We did horseback riding, zip lining, whitewater rafting. We got to do the volcanic mud spa and hot springs.
Scuba diving, maybe?
No, we didn't do the scuba diving or the snorkeling. We almost did the second last day. We had a private sailboat sunset cruise. Because, you know, the nice thing about the airport is so friendly. You just stop in a little restaurant or cafe. Somebody comes talking to you, and they know you're a tourist. And they say, I have a friend with a boat and want to go on a tour and a cruise. And you're like, sure. Everybody's just so friendly. They want to help you out. But unfortunately, that day, we just got going later than we were supposed to, so we didn't get to the snorkeling. But, you know, we did so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some days relaxing. But, you know, when you're in a beautiful place like that, you want to make the most of it.
Well, I know you were dragging around here yesterday because I know it's tiring when you have to deal with the airlines and all that kind of stuff. So.
I know. But, you know, I'm getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
Getting back in the swing of things.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
You know, not that Rand didn't do a good job.
No,
he did a great job.
No, of course not.
But
don't want him taking over, though.
Glad you're back. Well, you can talk to him about that.
Don't want him getting too comfy in my chair.
Glad you're back.
Thank
and
you.
I know that you bound to have a great joke today, right?
I am, because it's Mae McClendon.
Oh, okay.
And she sent us a list of ponderisms.
Oh, all right. I'm ready for this.
All right. I used to eat a lot of natural foods until I learned that most people die of natural causes. Whenever I feel blue, I start breathing again.
Oh, good idea.
Mm-hmm. anything. All of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism.
True.
That's very true.
Absolutely not.
One thing everyone likes to criticize is the weather.
Exactly.
Too hot, too cold. How is it that one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box to start a campfire?
I've often wondered that same thing.
Me too.
Or the grill.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need 4 gallons of lighter fluid to get the grill going, yeah. But one little, you know, glint on a piece of glass can get the forest fire. Yeah.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL Hometown Hero is just going to blow you away. Justin Herman has started a new nonprofit foundation called Super Cooper's Wagon.
Super Cooper's Little Red Wagon Foundation is Cooper, our son, who's now 6 years old, but when he was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so over the last 4 years, he's been fighting his cancer. We've met a lot of families throughout the country and in the Tar Heel region that are going through the same thing. And so we started this foundation to help those families, specifically around providing them housing and basic living assistance for those folks that come in from out of town. They go through radiation, chemotherapy. They have to come in for weeks, months at a time. We want to provide them with kind of a home away from home.
And where do these families stay?
We just opened 3 apartments in the Chapel Hill and Durham area. So we have one that's actually in Southern Village. It's actually a townhome that we have leased, that we have families stay there while they're getting treatment at the University of North Carolina's Oncology Department and Radiation Department. And we also have 2 suites in Durham for folks coming in to Duke University for the same thing.
That is amazing. What a nice thing for you to do, Justin. And Eric White, who nominated you for today's Hometown Hero recognition, said that to him, this is one of the many reasons that this town is the greatest in the world, and you have been inspiring to others that may be experiencing major difficulties in their life. You pulled all this together, and it seems like your slogan ought to be, it takes a village.
Yeah, we actually, one of our little slogans now is, my son Cooper built this house, and right, so, you know, again, all these little kids that are going through all these treatments that aren't fun, and then their families who are just trying to support them, while at the same time, many of them are having to stress out about everything from where do they live, the paying the bills. You know, for us, we've got a huge support network in Chapel Hill, and the people of Chapel Hill have just been so good to us. But a lot of people, you know, that are coming from outside of Chapel Hill don't have nearly the support network we have, and so we just want to kind of recreate that.
That can add so much to the agony when you're worrying about how you're going to pay for everything. Gosh.
Yeah, and they need to be focused on, you know, the next thing for their child.
Justin, I am just blown away by this. This is really fantastic, and if somebody wants to find out more, I guess they can just go to the website?
Absolutely, supercooperswagon.org.
Of course, I know that you, not only you're looking to help other families, but you'd like contributions. And this is just downright inspiring. Eric is right. All our best to Cooper, and congratulations, Justin Herman. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mont Moriah Road. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 52. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy again with a high in the middle 70s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce.